It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
And welcome to the NFL preview for 2022. It's football season again, but before we cover your favorite NFL team and how I think you're going to do in 2022, it's time to celebrate the 50th anniversary of America's favorite team. Yes, the world-famous Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are 50 years old in 2022. Woo! A recent story profiled the interesting history of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. They have traveled the world together, starred in a 1979 TV movie, and have been featured in a reality television show. But despite the fact that these young ladies practice their routines up to 5 times per week and perform at every single home game in Dallas, they were paid a measly $15 per game from their inception in 1972 all the way through the 1996 football season. Fortunately, their pay has finally improved. The current 36-person Dallas Cowboys cheerleader team receives an hourly wage for practices and then $400 for their game day performances. Unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys goofy cartoon-like mascot named Rowdy is being paid $65,000 per year for his work. Go figure. Perhaps it might be a little payback karma that the Dallas Cowboys football team has not appeared in a Super Bowl now for the last 26 seasons.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Around the NFL this coming season, some cities are stoked knowing that their team has a good chance to be a Super Bowl contender. However, other cities will be watching more college football as the season progresses, trying to guess who should be their team's next number one pick in next year's NFL draft. So first, let's talk about the pretenders. It's going to be difficult to stay hyped for the entire 17-game regular season if you live in the cities of Houston, Jacksonville, New York City, either the Jets or the Giants, and Detroit. Should any of these football teams actually break through with a winning record in 2022, it's definitely party time. I just wouldn't bet on it, though. So next, let's talk about the muddled middle. Longtime NFL head football coach Bum Phillips was known for his famous one-liners. He once said, quote, "There's two kinds of coaches, them that's fired and them that's gonna be fired." Well, we might be waving goodbye to longtime Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll by the end of this year, too. The Seahawks lost franchise quarterback Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos and then failed to add a quality starting quarterback to their roster during the offseason or via the draft. And when your team is counting on cast-off quarterbacks like Drew Locke or 10-year veteran Geno Smith, while playing in the same division as the Super Bowl champion Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, yeah, it's going to be a long year. The rain in Seattle should at least help mask the tears of longtime Seattle Seahawks fans. And speaking of sad sacks, it's time to mention the Cleveland Browns. As we've covered here several times in recent months, this team's recently acquired quarterback Deshaun Watson remains suspended now through Game 11 of this season. By then, the Browns, who play in the very competitive division with the defending AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens, and Pittsburgh Steelers, well, the Browns should be reduced to a spoiler team by then. And after reviewing each team's schedule this year, I think the playoff chances are iffy for AFC teams located in Miami, New England, Tennessee, Denver, and Las Vegas. Now, Miami is the sports media's most hyped team this year. And though I wasn't born in Missouri, you just gotta show me.
Yes!
Likewise, New England may have that best coach in the NFL, but this year's Patriots roster seems really pedestrian. Over in the NFC, I believe that the teams which will be staying home for the playoffs include Philadelphia, Arizona, Chicago, Washington, Atlanta, and Carolina. Yeah, I can already hear the howls from the Philly fans already. However, it won't matter which team emerges from the weak NFC East to make the playoffs, because that team is going to be one and done. Now, finally, let's talk about the contenders first in the AFC. Time to get serious and time to take a closer look at my group of Super Bowl contenders from the AFC. The odds-on favorite to make it to the Super Bowl in 2022 is an AFC East team, which many NFL fans have been rooting for 32 years just to get one more chance to go back. The Buffalo Bills famously played in four consecutive Super Bowls from 1990 and 91 and 92 and 93, and incredibly, they went 0-4. Now, last year, many felt like Buffalo was once again poised to return to that big game, but unfortunately, the Bills lost to Kansas City in the second round of the NFL playoffs, and the league has even changed their postseason overtime rules after that game, after the Bills never even touched the football in OT against Kansas City last year. This year's Buffalo Bills team and their loyal fans are hungry to go all the way. And as we once again remember colorful coach Bum Phillips, he once said of his Houston Oilers football team, quote, "One year ago, we knocked on the door. This year, we beat on the door. And next year, we're going to kick that son of a gun in." Well, Buffalo fans may want to keep that door repair guy's phone number on speed dial in early 2023. The reigning AFC champions in Cincinnati are ready to prove that they were no fluke to last season, too. Led by the talented quarterback Joe Burrow, the Bengals spent a lot of money in the offseason to shore up their offensive line to help protect that investment. If Joey B can continue to throw touchdowns to his all-star receiving group, the Bengals should win the AFC North again and be in the mix for playoff time. Out west, remember the San Diego Chargers? The team owner finally bolted San Diego a few years ago and now shares an expensive football stadium in Los Angeles with the NFC's Rams. The Chargers are this year's fashionable pick to win a very competitive AFC West. Led by rapidly improving quarterback Justin Herbert, who's known as A-Bear in Louisiana, the Los Angeles Chargers offense can score points with ease. Now, whether their defense has improved enough to make this team into a Super Bowl contender remains to be seen. And last but not least in the AFC, do not forget about the Indianapolis Colts. As the very best team in a very weak AFC South, which includes Tennessee plus the woeful Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars, the Indianapolis Colts added veteran quarterback Matt Ryan from Atlanta. With running back Jonathan Taylor still getting plenty of carries, Matt Ryan's passing skills, and a schedule against the weakest teams in the AFC, the Indianapolis Colts may be holding that home field advantage come January. So summarizing the AFC, I'm looking for Buffalo, Cincinnati, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Indianapolis Colts to be the regular season division winners. I do see Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh comprising the remainder of this year's AFC playoff party. Now let's look at the contenders in the NFC. Our NFC discussion should rightfully start with last year's Super Bowl winners, the Los Angeles Rams. The NFC West featured a terrific battle in 2021 between Los Angeles and the San Francisco 49ers, and I look for more of the same this year. The Rams All-Pro offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth finally retired with a Super Bowl ring. He leaves a huge void in both talent and leadership for the Rams. Meanwhile, their 34-year-old quarterback Matt Stafford, his throwing elbow has been giving him problems during the preseason. That's not good, and it's hard to repeat as Super Bowl champions. I don't think that the Rams are going to be repeating either. The San Francisco 49ers are hungry. They lost a heartbreaking NFC Championship game to the Rams last year by just 3 points. The team elevated last year's highly hyped first-round draft pick Trey Lance into the starting quarterback in preseason this year. The jilted starter from last year's team, Jimmy Garoppolo, was expected to be sent packing in the offseason. However, as Trey Lance has failed to show NFL-level accuracy during his preseason games, the Niners inked Jimmy G to a new one-year deal on Monday. So if Lance flops, Frisco will be quick to replace him with last year's starter. Another good race is evolving this year within the NFC Central between Green Bay and Minnesota. After three straight 13-win seasons, Green Bay's window of getting back into the Super Bowl is narrowing. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now 38 years old, and he'll be breaking in another new set of wide receivers this year. The Pack's running game must carry the load early this season until the passing game develops. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, the Vikings fired longtime coach Mike Zimmer after last season's very disappointing 8-9 finish. The offense features a prolific running back in Dalvin Cook. Quarterback Kirk Cousins has a couple of all-pro receivers in Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. However, the Vikings' 30th-ranked defense must improve if they want to dethrone Green Bay in this division. Down south, the New Orleans Saints have quietly assembled a terrific set of wide receivers for veteran quarterback Jameis Winston to throw the football to. Former All-Pro wide receiver Michael Thomas finally returns to the football field after nearly 2 years on the sidelines due to an injury. The reliable Jarvis Landry from LSU wisely bolted away from Cleveland, and now he plays receiver for his hometown New Orleans Saints. First-round draft pick Chris Olave from Ohio State gives the Saints a speedy downfield threat. And with a top-ranked defense and all-pro kicker Will Lutz returning from a season-long injury last year, New Orleans is a legitimate contender in 2022 and my favorite to win the NFC South. Also in the NFC South, you can't forget Tampa Bay, as they return 45-year young quarterback Tom Brady for yet another year. His longtime tight end Rob Gronkowski, though, has retired. With a solid receiving core remaining, though, and a top-level defense, the Buccaneers should compete with New Orleans for the division title. And if Tom Brady is able to get his team into the playoffs, anything can happen.
Bye!
The NFC East, that'll be woeful once again. The Giants and the Commandos, well, that's what I call them in Washington, should not be a factor. Philadelphia is counting on quarterbacks Jalen Hurts and backup Gardner Minshew to lead a passing game which has been very inconsistent for several years. Will the Eagles come together and fly high again in 2022? I have my doubts. So that leaves the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas features an overpaid quarterback in Dak Prescott and an overpaid running back in Ezekiel Elliott. Speedy second-year wide receiver CeeDee Lamb is being counted on to produce big numbers this year after last year's top receiver Amari Cooper grabbed the money and headed to Cleveland. In order to win the division, it's Dallas's defense that's got to step up and show whether the Cowboys are an NFC contender or just another mediocre NFC East team. But since this is the 50-year anniversary of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, I am going to give Dallas the slight nod over Philly in the NFC least this year. So recapping the NFC, I expect to see division winners in Dallas, New Orleans, Green Bay, and San Francisco. Playoff teams will include the defending champion Los Angeles Rams, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay. I think the NFC is loaded this year. Now, my Super Bowl picks for the year are... Well, I'm not going to make a Super Bowl prediction just yet. However, I am going to guess that Buffalo Bills fans are making their plans to spend a very nice warm Phoenix, Arizona Sunday afternoon come February. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.
Let's go, Buffalo.